Blog Talk Radio. Go.
All right, everybody. How y'all doing? Ladies out there, this is a show. This is a Man Mindset exclusive show for women, giving women a viewpoint from a man's point of view. Just to let you guys know, we have been, 13 years ago, I think it was. It was 13 years ago where we decided to kind of help women out and make sure we gave them information to be better women, to get real men. And we are back now, and we're going to have guests and all that other stuff, get more men perspective, because it's really important that women understand that it's not about them. It never has been about them. Society has been lying to them. The YouTubers have these guys out there that are telling you you're special and you have value have been lying to you. And this is not a female bashing show. This is a show that's going to show you how to really get the man. Now, with me, goddamn family, I guess, but he is I'm the asshole, but he's really a condescending asshole, but he doesn't believe that. Greg Doss. Greg, tell him about yourself, man. Tell him who you are. Oh, man. Okay, but speaking of that, before we get into the pledge, ladies, today is football, so we got to get you. We're gonna work on your calendars today, okay? We're gonna start building you from the bottom up and getting you to a point where you are gonna be wanted by a man. I think that's one of the biggest problems. Let me open this phone up. 678. What's your question, sir? What's up, or ma'am? This is for women. So 678. What's up?
Well, I tried to watch the video, but it keeps turning off and on, off and on. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, fix your thing, 678. All right, fix your lab. I don't know how to tell. I don't know how to help you, man. It works fine. So just fix your laptop, okay, sir. Check your cables. All right. Well, we'll throw you back in. Just stay on the phone and listen, okay? So. First, before we do this, because it's football, ladies, we got to teach you a lot of things about men. But, Greg, why us? Why listen to us versus women, single women, guys that lie to women? Why listen to two individuals like us? That's it. We're honest. Guys, listen, if y'all are having technical difficulty, it's the StreamYard. All our stuff is fine on this end. It's probably the place that we're broadcasting from. They're probably having technical difficulties, so there's nothing I can do about it. It's the place that we're broadcasting from. So maybe go to Facebook or go to YouTube. I don't know where you're watching it, but you can do that. Yeah. But it's not nothing to do with my IT guy, because I don't have a fucking IT guy. So anyway. But gentlemen, ladies, this is a show for ladies. And the best thing about it is, see, I think a lot of women out there, they're looking for the lie or the soft lie. And the only way they can learn how to get a man is by getting information from a man. And I think that what's happening today is that there are not a lot of men out there really being honest with women, and there's not a lot of men out there, period, okay? And don't get me wrong. I see, you know, I kind of see their side. You know, they're not really – there's not many men. But, see, that's what we're coming at, trying to help that side as well. But a lot of women have issues because they're not being told the hard truth. It's like they can't accept it. What's your take on that, Greg? No, that's a real shit. All right, guys. So, ladies, what we would like to do now, and we're going to do this every show, ladies. I believe that doing things over and over again in repetition is going to start helping you out. And what we want to do is we want to do the pledge. And my pledge that I've created for you, ladies, is something out. Ladies, I promise you, if you can do the things in this pledge to the best of your ability, you're going to have a chance. You're going to have a chance with a man. So let me go ahead and play the pledge real quick, then we'll get to the calendar. Here we go.
I pledge allegiance to my man, for he is my leader and my king. Without him, I have no value or worth. I must separate myself from the countless others that will be at his feet. I must cook, I must clean, and I must have sex with him at his beck and call. That is my duty, that is my honor, and that is my privilege. Because I'm going after his last name, his ring, and his time, I must learn to be more ladylike and submit to his every whim.
Now, a woman listening to that right there, Greg, what do you think she's saying right there? Would she say that, you know what, we're really being sexist, that, you know, the world has changed and, you know, it's different now. You shouldn't be talking that way. What do you think a woman's looking, listening when she hears that right there? Well, and why do you not care what a woman thinks? Because, and again, this is not to knock women, but to understand that we're not here to see. Well, before you answer, I just want to let women know we're not here to butter you up to get some sidebar ass from you. You know what I mean? We're not here. We're not doing. A lot of guys out here in this game are saying things to you to make you feel like you're special. And what we're trying to say is, the first honest thing that you got to say to yourself and know is that you're really, you can be special to you, but you're not special to a real man. Greg, talk on that, brother. And for those that are listening for the last time, please, we've already heard what y'all saying. I don't know what's going on with the video on y'all in. It's stream y'all. I don't know if it's blinking or not, but it's fine on our end. But the thing is, for you guys out there, is that we're going through a service, and it might be the service that's the problem, because the same way we've been doing it, we haven't changed. So it's probably the service, guys. So y'all just got to bear with the service. I don't know what to tell you. Service is fine. But anyway. Guys, if y'all want to call in and give y'all opinions, y'all can, because we're not here to bash women or anything like that. But what we need to do is get right now to what I call the calendar. Now, ladies, what we're going to tell you ladies to do is we want you to go ahead and get your notebooks out. But first, let's run this. All right. So it is working good on Facebook if y'all are watching on Facebook. So we have decided to figure out things, because this is going to be a very slow process. But ladies, listen to us. We have what we call a calendar of what we want you to do from Monday to Saturday to get you prepared to be that woman that he will consider spending time with. I didn't say date. I didn't say live with. I didn't say engage. I say he will consider you when you start to cultivate. Because listen, now, Greg, I want to talk about this and let these women know this. At the end of the day, if you peel away everything that we're talking about, you are going after his last name. And you are going after his ring. He is not trying to get your last name. He is not trying to take your ring. That's not what it's about. So what you ladies got to understand is that marketing 101, if you know that you're the customer, you're only going to go to the place that you feel that can suit you the best. So as a man, what we're trying to tell you, and this is what the calendar is about, but I want to get Greg your opinion. Our last name, our ring, Greg, what say you? Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and you know, that's the weird thing, because what is going on, ladies, it's not working. And this is no knock on you, but every year that goes is going to be a ding on you. We'll be discussing that, but we're going to discuss the calendar first. And ladies, y'all need to write this down, okay? Monday, on Mondays, okay, ladies? Monday is what we call Massage Monday. So what we want you ladies to do is buy a massage table so when your man comes over to your place, that you have the table set for him, the hot oils, and you go ahead, undress him, lay him on the thing, and give him a full body massage. Greg, what say you on that? And also, that kind of separates you from other women. See, what we're trying to do is give them separation, Greg. You'll never see him right. The thing that we're trying to give you, ladies, we're trying to separate you from everybody else. And as long as you follow what we're showing you, you're going to be all right, but you ain't going to win, but you're definitely going to be all right. Tuesday is what we call Toes Tuesday. That's straight foot massage, right, Greg? We call that Toes Tuesday, ladies, and this is how I like for you to do it. Now, I don't necessarily say that you've got to take him in the bathroom and wipe his feet down. I would say get a nice bowl, some warm water, and a towel. When he comes home or comes over, greet him with a smile and a hug. Sit him down, untie his shoes, take off his socks, give him his beer or his drink. Go get the water warm and start washing his feet to prepare. Because I'm not going to be mean, Greg. I don't want him to rub sweaty feet. You know what I mean? So at least I'm being nice enough to let them know that you can wash his feet before you rub his feet. You'll go to sleep. Wednesday, ladies, is called Wednesday Workout. Wednesday Workout. Wednesday Workout. Now, again, we want you to work out every day of the week, but you have to understand that men are visual creatures. Very fucking shallow when it comes to this. Your body and how your body is and how you care for your body is very important in this game. What say you, man? Well, let me do this real quick. You stay right there, Greg. I'm going to jump out. I see y'all keep telling me the stream is jumping. There's nothing I can do. I will jump out real quick. Stay right there, Greg. I will jump out and I'll jump back in. It is not on us. I think it's StreamYard that's acting up. So I'm going to jump out real quick and jump right back in, Greg. One second. I'll be right back real quick. Okay, jump out. Perfect. Yeah, I'm back in. I don't know, guys. It's not us. It's a service that's jumping for the first time ever, but what we want to do real quick is go to another quick ad real quick. We'll be right back, and we'll continue with the calendar. Be right back. Oh, wait a second. We lost Greg. Greg, are you there? Okay, I thought we lost you. All right, here we go. Don't we care? Don't we care? We care. We care. I am the bad guy. Yes, 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all want to call in and add to this anything without bashing. All right, Thursday, okay? All right, what is Thursday, Greg? What is Thursday? Explain Thorough Thursday to them. Absolutely, and there's more to Thorough Thursday, and we'll discuss that a lot more. Again, I brought it up last night, ladies. You have really got to learn your man. You have got to understand men. That means you have to stop worrying about yourself and stop trying to learn more about yourself and start learning about the individual who is going to grace you with his last name and his ring. You've got to learn men, and you got to learn what men like. You got to know what men, how men behave. You got to learn what, how men like to eat. You got to learn how to cook. You got to learn movies. You got to learn avocado. You got to learn men, because men, we come in all different shapes and sizes, but it is your job to learn men. And if you are not going to take the time to learn a man, your value is going to go down dramatically. So, absolutely. And the last one we have. There you go. Friday facial. And I don't mean the man shooting facial. Friday facial, ladies. Tomorrow with your man, what you want to do is, was it a hot towel, Greg? A nice hot towel over your face? How does the... All right. And last but not least, Seductive Saturday. That again, Seductive Saturday. I think for you ladies, again, you can go. I don't know if you can really. All right, we're getting into the fall, but I'm sure you can go to Amazon and buy a trench coat, wear nothing under it, have his favorite beer, go knock on his door, and do things. This is showing appreciation for him hanging out with you. This is showing appreciation that, you know what? Out of all the women that he could be dating and messing with, he is messing with you, and you need to show him how grateful you are that he has you around. What say you, Greg? All right, so let's get into the show. Now, ladies, we just doing that right now. We'll, like, every Thursday, we'll bring up the calendar. We're not going to go over the calendar, but you can go back and listen to this and make sure you have your calendars, ladies. But, you know, there's something that has been going on for decades now with women. I mean, this has been going – I won't – you know, it's odd. I won't say since the beginning of time, because there was a time that women knew where they stood. They knew what they had to do. Now, and don't get me wrong, I know a lot of women don't have dad in the household, so I'm not going to make that excuse for them, but we're going to recognize that. But what I'm saying to you is that we're in a time now where everybody is looking at or thinking as women that they have problems. And I don't believe, again, as a man, there's a problem is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. There are no really problems. And what we're trying to get you women to stop doing is stop looking at men as a problem and start looking at men as a choice. Everything that you decide on doing is a choice that you make. And unfortunately, and this is not bashing, but unfortunately, a lot of women accountability for their actions. And that's something that we're going to try to work with you with, is to start taking accountability. Because, Greg, what say you when it comes to problems versus choices? And, ladies, let me, because I know we're probably, a lot of women are really pissed off right now and are listening, and I want to say to y'all, ladies, not that we care. Right, get none, don't take none, right. So what we're saying to you, ladies, is this. Listen, you always scratch your head, and you always call the weak guy over to your house to talk about guys like us. You're always complaining about us. You're always submitting to us, and you want to know how to, I won't say wrestle us down or make us retire out of the game or whatever, which you may think you can do, but you can't do that. A woman can't make a man retire out the game. A man does that on his own. But with that being said, you have to understand, ladies, at the end of the day, the playbook that you're going to get from us men is that it, look, the game is you, it takes a thief to catch a thief, okay? And your problem has been is that you haven't been around real men to tell you the honest truth about yourself, about your life, and about your situations, who are not trying to sleep with you. All these guys out there are just backdooring and finding ways to make you feel like you're special and you're important. And I left, and let me say this, Greg. I'm not saying that you are not valuable to yourself. You should value yourself. I want you ladies to know that I'm not saying that, you know, if you want to value yourself, you can. But, you know, it goes back to my McDonald's and Burger King analogy. You know, the Big Mac, McDonald's thinks their Big Mac has value. Burger King thinks their Whopper has value. And it's the customer that places the value in the burger. So what I'm saying to you ladies, value yourselves. No one's saying that. But understand you're not valuable to a real man until you prove that you have value. Greg, which say is that? What do you say, brother? And hey, like I say, guys, you know, the things that you understand. Hey, listen, we went out, we went in. This is all on the StreamYard service. I don't know what to tell you. Some people are saying it's better on Facebook. So look at us. Watch the show on Facebook. Go to The Man Mindset on Facebook. You'll be able to watch it better than YouTube. Once the show is over, we'll download it and upload it. But it's coming clear on our end. So it's the streaming service. It's not our end, okay? Just to let y'all guys know that, okay? But anyway, and why is it important for you ladies to listen to us? It's important because we're going to tell you truths that a lot of men don't tell you about relationships and what they expect of you. And we are happy to tell you why we will leave you, why we'll use you, why we won't marry you, and why we'll just throw you aside like yesterday's trash because of the standards that you hold for yourself. And this is not, and again, this is not us bashing women. I don't want y'all guys to think that we're here to bash you because we're not here to dog you out. We're here to help you out. Let's go to a quick commercial. We will be right back. See that right there? See that? You can't tell me that ain't love right there. You can't tell me that ain't love because we're telling them things that most guys won't tell them. We're telling them things that most guys won't discuss. And I think one of the biggest issues that they have is the fact that they are under this impression that men find them special, that men think that they are something or an anomaly that can walk on water and turn water into wine. What say you, Squid? Okay, and again, if you see a question, Greg, and I missed it, just tell him we got a question in the queue. But, yeah, we're going to answer this question right here that he's asking. I heard you say that she has to stop learning slash working. She has to stop? We didn't say she has to stop. We're saying she has to start, okay? She has to start working herself and learn you, okay? The man, okay? Wait, he says, but is she to learn herself through and with me or when I'm around? No. Okay, Sun Super, I'll go first, Greg, real quick. Son, this is what we're saying to you, man. We're trying to teach these women, before they walk out their door, how to be wife-worthy in a package box, ready and packaged up like it was, because we're about to go back in the day in a second, but how they are packaged up back in the day where they were wanted by men. See, here's the problem. You got that you're listening wrong, sir, because we didn't say anything. She has to stop learning. She has to do more learning than she ever has before because she's got to learn the tendencies of a man. She's got to learn man movies. She's got to know video games, comics, sci-fi. She's got to learn what men like. She's got to learn beers, wines, drinks. She's got to learn all things that men like. So it's more learning than she's ever had before where she can't just stand on her body. Greg, what say you on the question, sir? Absolutely. Now, ladies, okay, we're going to go back. And this is what we call from 1955 to present day. On May 15th, 1955, and the Good House, and I think it was called the Good House, Good Housekeeping Monthly, I think it was. It was an article that was in there. Hold on. It was an article about how women need to behave around their husbands. And ladies, if you can just do some of the things that we're going to be discussing, they've got a chance. But Greg, before we get into that, why is the past more important than what's going on right here? Yeah, so this came out, it's not May 15th, May 13th, 1955, Good Housekeeping Monthly, okay? And what they decided on doing is they decided on describing how a good wife should act. Now, please, ladies, understand this. I know you're going to say that the times have changed. You know, women are not the same. We're more free, independent thinking and all these things. It's fine, but you're independently single. And a lot of you women still don't understand that the problem, yes, it's males out there, but we're not talking about males. The problem is you are the problem. It's not the men out there. The problem is actually you. Greg, what say you on that, man? His nature doesn't. Is the number. If y'all have any questions, y'all can call in. If y'all have any comments, y'all can call in. But there's another question in the queue, and here it is. What is your definition of a high-value woman? Or do you believe there's no such thing? Greg, what say you, sir? Yeah, and like you said, Steve-O, again, you're looking at it the wrong way because you're looking at it through her eyes and not your eyes. The definition of a high value woman should be defined by, sir, okay? Should be defined by you, all right? And, geez, let me keep going. Lord, have mercy. All right, so here we go, guys. 515-605-9373 is the number, but I'm going to read what the article is saying. Now, ladies, listen to me. We're going to go through as many of these as we can until we finish, and that might help roll us in the next week, of course. But we're going to do as many as we can in this show and talk about these things because this was going on in 1955. And what a lot of women out there don't understand is that there are women today that are doing these things without even being asked to do them. They're bred to do these things for their men. So these are some of the things that we want to talk about and discuss. The first one is have dinner ready, plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal ready on time for his return. This is the way of letting him know that you have been thinking about him and you're concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they get home, okay? And a good meal is part of a warm welcome. What say you, Greg? All the time. That's in nature. That's nature. It's nature. See, and what people don't understand about nature is just nature, and this is a part of nature. And yes, I know we are nature, but I know women are. A woman can try to say, "Well, I work. You know, why can't he do that? You know, I'm a working woman, and all that other stuff, and I don't." Well, I don't think women understand that their job is much harder than a man's job. And that's something you always was discussing outside of the show. Can you? Absolutely. And the role, and listen, there's nothing wrong with cooking for a man. And ladies, this is what you have to understand. The side chick will cook for a man. No problems at all. She'll cook. Right. Yes. Yep. He ain't going nowhere, right? He's not going nowhere. And I recommend these women watching the Food Network. Learn how to cook. They have tons of shows. It's amazing, right? It's amazing. They don't even want to cook. They don't even feel like they should even put a pot on a stove today. But then they're the first ones crying when the man goes to the other woman's house that has some pots, pans, and everything set up for him and his comfort and his standard. Absolutely. There you go. Yeah, and if you're lax and relaxed, you know, you're not even going to see it coming. By the time you recognize, it's going to be too late, because at that point, he's done with you. He's just hanging around with you for just hanging out purposes. So, but now we're going to get into the next thing that, real quick. This is not from Good Wife's Guide, but this is something that's very important I want to discuss. But I want to play the audio because it's got to be something that y'all have to really start adjusting. And we're going to be talking about what I call the DJ Squid, the test. This comes from the DJ Squid test. So let me play this ad real quick before we talk about the litmus test. All right. So, hold on. Well, we got to go. Yeah, and ladies, let me explain this from a man's point of view. You see, as a man, most guys that you are your friends with, they just don't know how to figure out a way to get in your pants. So what they try to do is they try to be. They try to be your friend. They want to hang out with you, and they borrow time because they think the longer they hang out with you, the chances they're going to have of sleeping with you. And what I'm saying to you ladies today, and this is a homework assignment. Okay, yeah. No, thank you. Okay, well, all right, well, not. Hey, man, I'm sorry. respect to my motherfucking homie, Greg Coach EO, a play in the game. EO in the motherfucking yes. And EO, if you want to join into the stream, let me know. I'll send you the link, brother, because you know you real as it comes. Because we all real in the game. So let me know. Message me. I'll shoot the joint, man. But getting back to male friends, ladies, listen to me. I always ask a woman this when she argues about male friends. What are they giving you that your man isn't? Answer that question. If they're giving you something that your man isn't giving you, then you're with the wrong person. You're with the wrong person. So what we're saying is, as a woman, you've got to – listen, if his name is Twan and he's got pink hair and he goes, hey, girl, then he's cool. But everybody else that doesn't act like – right, he's not part of the – Twan – don't even bring up the gay friend and all that other stuff, man. What I'm saying. I'm telling y'all, ladies. Y'all ladies got to listen. I'm telling y'all, the thing that y'all are doing wrong, we're telling you right now. There are no guy friends. They all want to sleep with you. That's all they want to do. And they are lying to you if they're telling you they just want to hang out with you for hangout purposes, because men don't do that. Men do not. Yeah, all guys that you are discussing and hanging out with right now want to sleep with you. They just can't figure out the way to get to you. No. Yeah, and that's what we're saying to you ladies out there, that you got to cut the men off. I mean, there's a lot of cutoffs you got to cut off. Not just the men. There's also the single women. Like, listen, the worst thing other than men friends are single women who give you the worst advice ever. That the hands down, ladies. You've got to cut off, because right now, I bet you, if you ask your single friend that, oh my God, I can't believe he told me, I've got to learn who the Kansas City Chiefs are. I've got to learn who the Houston Texans are. I got to learn football, and not only learn football, but before, hold on, let me give you an example. Can I give you an example real quick, Greg? Let me back this down. Let me back this up a little bit. Let me show you how deep it is, because I want you ladies to go to your friends tomorrow with this information. This is what you need to do on NFL Saturday. I didn't say NFL Sunday. The games are on Sunday. But to you is NFL Saturday. Why? Because you need to know, you need to get a pen and get a piece of paper, and you need to know what beer he likes, what chips and side things he likes, what he wants to eat as a meal. And even cupcakes, brownies, or cookies, or however you want to do it, you have to know all of this on Saturday. Go to the grocery store and get all the items. Get all of his items and prepare everything Saturday night or early Sunday morning. That means you wake up a little bit early, prepare all these things for him. And as you prepare all these things for him, this is a thing where you are seen and not heard. That means that you cook the meals. You make sure that you, if he has friends over, you greet his friends, you welcome his friends in, you make sure they all have drinks, you make sure everybody's comfortable, and then you go into the room and chill out. And then at on commercials, I won't say every commercial, because I don't want to put too much on you, but every other commercial or every three commercials that you see, you come out and you ask everybody, do you need anything? And after you do that, you rub and kiss, because you want to honor your man. So after you ask everybody what they need, you go to your man last or first. I'll give you dealer's choice on that. But you let him know that he is the man, and you want to show everybody that this is my everybody that this is my man by giving him a hug, rubbing his face, or kissing him on the forehead, top of the head, or the cheek to say, baby, do you need anything? And then after that, you go back into the room. And then at halftime, that's when you go ahead and prepare the meals for everybody. You prepare it. That's all the content he got, ladies. We're showing you. See, ladies, this is a this. I, I know, but this is the thing that you ladies don't know. The validation that other men give a man about you is going to carry itself. This is the thing that you want. You want the boys to say, damn, I wish I had a woman like that. Damn, your woman is, oh my God. When a man hears the validation, remember, a man makes his own decision. I just want to say that before I throw you, Greg. A man makes his own decision. But when his boys are noticing worth and value in you, they're just going to come out and say it. Man, wow, man, your woman is like that? I've never had a woman do that. I've never. It's a bunch of nevers. I never had a woman greet us like that, give us drinks, check in on us. Matter of fact, because this is what we do at this household. See, when my boys come over, Greg, there's NFL Saturday. You know what NFL Saturday is? Can you call your friends and find out what they want to eat? Do they want Italian today? Do they want steak? Do they want Chinese? Do they want pizza? Do they want wing? Just let me know that's NFL Saturday at this household. Because, guys, everything we're telling you right now is what we're living. What we're living. All right, wait. Watch this, guys. Unscripted. Watch this, Greg, because I want to do this unscripted. Because I want to show, because I don't want motherfuckers to say, oh, Steve, you ain't living that life. Hold on a second. We're going to do this unscripted. Calling the old lady right now, live on the air right now, guys. And I'm going to ask her, why does she ask guys, the fellas, about what they want to eat? Hold on. Calling her right now, live. Watch this, guys.
Hello?
Hey, baby, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
Why is it important that when my boys come over to eat on Sunday, why is it important on Saturday to know what they want to eat? Why is that important?
Well, so we can have what they like, make them feel welcome.
And you want to make them feel welcome?
Well, yes. Why not? Of course.
But why is that important? Why? What does that do when you show them that kind of hospitality?
Well, it's because they're your friends. That's important. It's your house. But also, it helps you want to stay home because your friends are welcome here. And so then you like to be home.
All right. Well, you can hang up now. Thank you. I'll holler back. Thank you, baby. All right. Now, guys, see, y'all – When let me tell y'all something. When we tell you we live in this life, we ain't bullshitting you. What I'm saying is that there's NFL Saturdays where there is a figuring out what I need to feed the friends. Do they want cupcakes, brownies, or cookies? What do they want for dessert? What do they want to drink? What do they want to eat? And I'll make sure I have all that stuff prepared for when they come in. Greg, I know I was running my mouth, but what say you, sir, on that, brother? That's what needs to be said. But that's the example we're trying to say, guys, is that in the second quarter, she's doing the same routine, checking on drinks, checking to see if anybody needs anything, or what she'll do is she will prepare everything buffet style, where she doesn't have to check at all. She'll just have everything set up. And every once in a while, she'll just check on her man. And then within around the fourth quarter is when she starts to bake the cupcakes, the brownies, or the cookies, whatever they want. Why? Because, guys, this is the key. Not guys. Ladies. Sorry, I know. Right, if you can't keep them home. And what I'm saying to you ladies that are listening, the method of the madness that we're teaching you with just this one move is that you want your boys to say, damn, you got a good woman. Even when he's out and he's about to stray, the boys will be like, yo, man, you might have to check. I don't think they're ready for this. Ladies, listen to what I'm saying to you, ladies. They will protect you when you're not around because they see the value in you. So when somebody wants to stray, like say the man wants to stray, the boys will say, man, don't mess up. You got a good woman at home, takes care of you. Why are you doing that, man? Don't do that. And you don't have to do anything at all. But that's part of the method of the madness when you look at just one thing like football. Take care of your boy. Take care of your man. Take care of his friends. And the rewards that you reap will be amazing. Because when he hears, Greg, I toss it to you. When he hears, man, you lucky. Man, you got the best woman. Man, she got a sister. Man, I've never seen a woman do this before. Wow, I've never. What happens is, not only it's like an effect that happens, Greg. I want you to talk about this. It's an effect because it then raises the bar of the other women. Because when the men start to see your behaviors, their expectations are going to move up because they're saying, "Wait a second, I've been eating these steakums and y'all, I'm old, so y'all don't know what a steakum is, guys. A steakum used to be a real thin piece of meat." And they use that with Philly cheesesteak. Philly cheesesteak. So they used to sell things called steakums. They're real thin. And the problem is that when you are used to eating steakums and then you get that ribeye bone in with that $60-$70 thing and it cuts like butter and it melts in your mouth, you're never going back to steakums again because you set the bar high for everybody. So you're doing more things than you're really hitting land, sea, air by doing this one move. Greg, you got the floor. What say you, man? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Right, and King even said it right here. That's what. See, I don't think women understand that. See, women will look at it as I don't want to feed him. He can feed himself. I'm not going. You're not looking at. Right. Why? Exactly. What is your purpose then? If say la vie. That's life. That's all. All right, so hold on. Let me over here tripping over here. But let me go ahead and play this another clip for y'all guys. We'll be right back. We're gonna continue. Check. All right, and this one right here. All right, we are back. We are back, and we are hitting. I hope, ladies, y'all see that there's a lot of things that y'all have to understand about this relationship game. This relationship game is not what you see on TV and movies and things like that. That is not real. That's not reality. And the reality of the matter is that unless you start to push your ego and self-importance aside, which is something that's very important that all people have to do, but we're talking about you, ladies, is that you have got to look at the big picture. The question that you've got to ask yourself, or you ladies have to ask yourself, is this. Do I want to hang out with women, or do I want to learn to do my own thing? Because that's the thing nowadays. Everybody wants to be in these packs and these groups, and they don't even want to stand. You know, back in the day, never understood that. Back in the day, even in 1955, women were just by themselves. Yeah, they had friends that they would visit. You know, I Love Lucy had, you know, your girl, next door and all that other stuff. But Ethel was next. I like Ethel more than Lucy. I like Ethel. Ethel was a little bit thicker, I think. But they had the friends next door, but they cared for their man. You know, did you ever see June Cleaver with – did you ever see June with a friend? Did June Cleaver – you never saw – she was sexy. Yeah, or what's her name? Eight is Enough, or what's her name? The one that wiggled her nose. What's her name? Samantha from Bewitched. Now, she had her aunt, the other witch, come in. But I'm saying that – right. Yeah, these women, they're yes. Yes, sir. And guys, if y'all just join us, y'all having difficulty, y'all just go to The Man Mindset on Facebook, or I think it's I don't know, this is a StreamYard, it's not us. Something's going on with StreamYard today, but I think Cody put the link in there. Cody, if you can pop the link in there where it's running good, go ahead. But, guys, yeah, this is not on us. This, I mean, we've always just continued to do the regular shows. It's the first time it's happened. So, and maybe some woman out there that doesn't want y'all to get this information. So, go to The Man Mindset on Facebook, and you'll probably watch it there. We got The Man Mindset on Twitter. You can watch it there as well. So we want to give you options to watch it, not just on YouTube, okay? So we got it running on different options. But – these are the things that when we talk, thank you, Cody. These are the things that we're telling you guys out there, you ladies out there, not you guys, excuse me. So busy, so used to talking to the guys. I'm like, this is, you know, it's been a while since we talked to the ladies, but the things that we're showing you right now is we're showing you how to separate yourself from the pack. That should be the number one, two, three, four, and five thing that you should want to aspire to do. Regardless of anything else, is separate yourself from the pack. Because once you separate from yourself from the pack, you get this thing called value. Value is coming when you separate from the pack, not when you're part of the pack. Okay? And when a man realizes that you are not about the selfie, you're not about posting your body online and all that other stuff, but you were honestly being, say that again, Greg, be what? Anywhere else, anytime. Why is there value? Where's their value if you are like every other woman? That means that I can go and find a better version of you that's younger. And I know y'all don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, there's also, and I don't want to leave you ladies out, the single mother, because I know some of you are in circumstances where you have a child and things like that. And we're going to definitely have a show on this, but I just want to touch on this for a second. And understand this, ladies, and I try to tell guys this all the time. All single mothers are not equal, okay? All single mothers are not equal. Every single mother has a circumstance of what every one of you are different. But with that being said, that when you have children, at this point, what you have to understand is when you have a child, the man is not looking at you anymore. The child is going to tell him everything he needs to know about you, and that's something you need to understand, ladies. And I'm going to say it again. When you have a child, ladies, the man is – oh, absolutely, because in the man's mind, ladies, your teaching, your manners, your personality, your character, it's all loaded into that child. So what that man is looking at when he sees you, he's looking at you, but he's also watching that child, because he knows if that child is out of line, disrespectful, and all that, he knows that the source of it is you. And that's telling him two major things, ladies. Number one is that I'm going to hit it and quit it, number one. But number two is that I will never make you my wife because I don't want you to be raising any kind of seed that I have like you raising this child right here. So please understand, when it comes to you being a single mother, because I know there are single mothers out there, and I'm not knocking you. You know, you made your choice and all the other stuff, and the child is here, and I'm not going to dog a little kid out. But I will tell you this much. If you are not involved in school, if you're not involved with the kid, if the kid is not at least an A-B student, he doesn't have to be honor roll, but honor roll is a plus, ladies. Honor roll is a plus. When you are like that and your kid has manners, doesn't get in trouble, quiet when adults speak, he excuses himself, he doesn't interrupt, what that does for a man is that he says, okay, well, you know what? I see that, you know what, that this is a different kind of single mother. She's not the average single mother. Because remember, all single mothers, ladies, are not equal. But Greg, what say you on that, brother? And that's with or without a child. It's so to say. That's with or without a child. A piece of pie, piece of quiet, or a piece of ass. He wants peace. A man wants peace. Oh, wait a second, guys. Hold on. Let me make sure that's a Greg Dawes saying. And I just want anybody that's listening, like we always say on this show, that the information that we are giving you comes 100% authentic. We are not replicating, duplicating anybody else. We are just telling you it's 100% guaranteed, 100% authentic. I just want to let y'all guys know what we're saying right now. But it's not just it's experience. It's experience. Yeah, it's the truth and it's experience. And ladies, you have to understand, because we're going to have that discussion in one of these shows about sex. We're going to have a discussion about why it comes down to your choices and why what the difference is between the guy that says, I just want to smash, or like Greg said, a piece, the guy that might want a little bit more. But we'll discuss that. But let me go ahead. Guys, I want to call in if y'all got anything. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me go ahead and read the second one. Prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so that you'll be refreshed when he arrives. Touch up your makeup. Put a down again. This is in 1955, but it says put a ribbon in your hair. Be fresh looking, which is now, of course. And look, listen, he's just been with a lot of work-weary people. So, Greg, 15. Yes. It's sets up the weighing of the options when it comes to a man, guys. Or excuse me, ladies, I'm sorry. The weighing of options. You have to understand, when a man who is not getting the things that we're talking about and discussing, and he runs into another woman, he's weighing options. He's saying, well, okay, I know what I have with her, but I don't know what I have with this one right here. Maybe I'm going to go and give this one another shot or another try. Or I'm going to see what she's talking about. And if she's talking about anything more than what you're giving me, he's on his way out the door. Let me see. If a woman doesn't properly take care of her kid. Right. That's it, Vlad. Yes, absolutely. And that's Vlad. Ladies, thank you, Vlad. That's it. And the reason, Vlad, you're maybe saying right on this is because, think about it, ladies, this baby has been in your belly for 9 months. You know, you have a bond with this child. You right. And if you're not taking care of that child, that shows that there's no maturity, there's irresponsibility, And believe me, a man sees immaturity and irresponsibility isn't going to leave you or walk away from you. He's just going to hit it. That look, his thing is this. And ladies, we're going to keep it 100 with you. Let's say you got a little day-day, right? And all right, let's say the baby. All right, let's say you got a little baby named Day-Day. No, I'm just playing. You got a baby, and that baby is acting up, acting out, and all that other stuff. It's just rude. Mom is fighting for the baby. Mom is defending the kids. Hey, all right, Thomas. It could be Thomas or Day-Day. I don't give a fuck. Thomas, Day-Day, Bartholomew. It doesn't matter what the baby is. The bottom line is this, ladies. The bottom line is this. Is that a man is going to make a decision at that point right there when he's not going to fight and argue with you, ladies. He's not. He's going to be like, okay, I get it. I see it all. Kind of like when a professional quarterback starts, when everything starts to slow down, a man's going to start to see things, and he's going to see it all. And this is what he's going to say, ladies, and this is how it's going to go. You know what? All right. Let me go dig in my bag of of masks. let me put on the mask that she wants me to put on. Let me open up my suitcase. Okay, there's concerned about the kid. Now, you know, bringing him some toys and things like that. Not going to argue with the kid. Look, matter of fact, a guy will allow the kid to keep talking crazy to him because he's looking at the big picture. He already knows there's no relationship. He knows. Little Philly. Right. So he's going to do everything he can because he knows that his mission is nothing more than getting between your legs, and he gone. He is gone. Period. He is out. So don't get it twisted, because once a guy notices that there's nothing special about you, and on top of nothing being special about you, you got a badass Philly. Can't do it. And every time he walk out that door and say goodbye. He ain't destroying my stuff. Yeah. He riding, look, you want to yoke your ass up, but you can't do it. So that little devil dog is a motherfucker. Boy. Yeah, and but then after he say what he after that, he gonna be like, but I ain't hit it yet, so I gotta hold the line. I ain't get it yet, so I'm gonna hold the line. Hey, if I put this much work into this little motherfucker right here, I better get something out of this. And now, thank you. I better get something out of this. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to smile. He's going to be like, oh, don't worry about it. It's just a little piece of china that my great-grandmother gave me from fucking back in the day. But I can just fix it with some crazy glue. And all these kids, man, he's thinking, man, that better be worth it. It better be worth it. Yeah, hey. or he gonna start saying, look, you got any NyQuil? You got something we can put in this little juice box? Boo. other bad kids, man. You can't. You gotta have an exorcism before a real. You got to throw the power of Christ compels you, or just throw some water on that little motherfucker. Because a real man dealing with that, he gonna smile, and as soon as he get in his car, he gonna be like, God damn that little motherfucker, man. I better hurry up and get this. And he like, he gonna be, while he driving, ladies, he gonna be talking to himself. Damn, motherfucker, you gotta hurry up. Man, I need to hurry up and hit this so I can move on to the next town. I gotta get the hell out of here. And that little motherfucker made me want to choke. And that's how they act around you. They're gonna, boy, you gotta. They'll be like, man, you gotta take this little motherfucker back, man. This motherfucker. He breaking up my shit. He destroyed my shit, man. Look at my pitchfork. It's all pitchfork. So that's what I'm saying to y'all, the ladies out there. You gotta check the behavior. It's a lot of work, ladies, but it's work that you can do. But it starts with you, ladies, and this is the whole point. It's not about the guy right here. It's about what you are bringing to his table and his kingdom. Because remember, if you're getting his last name and you're getting his ring as a single mother right now, because we'll get back to the single women in a second, you got to be on cue. You better tell that motherfucker you're going to yoke him up in something, you know, get that switch or something. I don't know whatever you're going to do, but you got to learn that a real man is going to put up with your child for a few weeks, a few months, and as soon as he gets it, he packing up and he's gone. Gone. Yeah, he's looking out for out anyway. I told you about the little day-day. Yeah, little badass Billy. See, why don't you control your son? Why don't you talk about my son? You know what? I'm just out here. You remember what song? Papa was a what? Papa. There you go. There you go. Papa. Yeah. It's a rolling. I'm out this month. So, for your single women, now we do want you to prevent pregnancy. All about prevention on this place, and we're definitely gonna have that. You know, I think next week we're going to have to talk about accountability and pregnancy, because those are the things that really damage your chances with real men. Because, and it's not a knock on the child that you have right now. It's the decision of who you had to fight. Right. So that's what we're going to talk about, and we're definitely going to be discussing all that. But guys, if y'all want to call, anyone wants to add to this, we have we got 30 more minutes left to the show. We are discussing some of the things for you ladies out there. And again, let's get back to what we were saying. Preparing yourself, ladies. Listen, I don't care if you got to take a 5-hour energy. I don't care what you have to do. But as soon as that man walks in the door, you should. Ladies, this goes back to learning your man. You need to have a list of all the things that he likes. You have to have a list of things that makes him feel, you want him to, what I call, Greg, come back. You want to do things. Yes. Yeah, you want a little bit of comeback. And the only way you're going to get comeback is by learning the man that you're dealing with. And the way you do that is not to tell him what college you went to. It's not to tell him what you're looking for in a man. It's not to tell him or ask him any questions about political things. It's none of that. You need to ask questions to learn who he is so you can prepare yourself ahead of time to be able to be the things that you need, that he expects you to be. And not just what you expect to be, Greg, but you got to be that and a little bit more. Because don't get it twisted. There are women out there that are doing bare minimum things. That's why he's with you right now, because he's saying that the woman I'm with is bare minimum. So I'm trying to, you are bare minimum. And if you are not bare minimum, then I'll keep you around until I find a bare minimum woman, one that's better than bare minimum. What say you, Greg? And if you hold them back, men are always right. Men are always trying to grow, man. Men are always trying to move forward in their lives, and they don't have time. Like Greg said, we don't want to come home to chaos. We want to come home to hearts playing, quiet, relaxed environment, where a man who has a hard day at work can come home, relax himself, get himself together. And listen, ladies, once he's got himself together, once he has a little bit of time to come down from the bullshit of the, you know, political things going on at his job, you got rush hour traffic, he's going through a lot of stuff. But for you ladies out there, I know you're saying, well, we go through all these things. But ladies, at the end of the day, it goes back. He's not going after your last name. So regardless if y'all two are dealing with the same issues, the bottom line is this. You're trying to get his name and his ring, and that means you have got to do more than he has to do because you are the one going after him. That's how it works. And I'm not the best. That's just how it is. And I know a lady's going to sit around and say, matter of fact, I told you I was going to go ahead and do that because I told you I was going to play that audio clip from last night with that woman, but go ahead. But see, but that's the thing. You should want to do these things for this man and not ask for anything in return. And all he's seeing is that ass moving. That's all. Listen, ladies, if a man only sees your ass moving, that's the problem. That's the problem. Because if you're more, see, when you bring more to the table as far as knowing, okay, the four S's, submit, serve, sex, and shh. When you come with that, right, when you know your place at the table and you know that this is your man, he's my king, and I've got to treat him like he is king of house. And that means, ladies, even if he's at your house, he's king of that house at that moment. You will. Your house is part of his kingdom. He will, wherever the man moves with you, that's where the castle is, wherever he's moving. So you have got to honor that man, and you've got to learn that man enough where you know his tendencies so he doesn't do what Wesley Snipes did to old girl in New Jack City where he canceled her ass and said, what, I'll find another one. You don't want to get canceled because let me explain something, ladies. Don't get it twisted, because I'm not trying to be mean or threaten you, ladies, but men have, you think you have options. Men have a slew of options, and I said men have those. And a man is... Right, exactly. You should be dealing with a man that has options because the comp... See, ladies, we know you're about... want to win the competition, right? And that's the thing that we know you women are very competitive when it comes to real men, because you know real men have options. And if you're not working hard enough to be the one thing he thinks about when he makes the decision of who he wants to spend time with, let me say it again, ladies, if you're not the one, if your name doesn't come up when he says, you know what, I'm either playing basketball with the boys, I'm at the club or the bar chilling with the fellas, and I just want to get something a little knocked off real quick. If you don't come up in that moment, then you got work to do. Greg, what say you on that, man? Now, back in 1955, the word gay meant happy. Right, happy. So I'm reading this from 1955, so please understand when I say this. Now, ladies, I don't mind you being a little gay. Now, let me say bisexual. That's an added bonus. We'll talk about that later. But it says here, be a little gay, and a little more interesting interesting for him. His born day needs a lift, okay? And what we're saying here is this. I know you're having your woman issues and your woman problems and, you know, oh, my God, your girlfriend, Tiffany's girlfriend, sister's brother, you know, they broke up, or Victor Newman did something to Jack again on Young and the Restless or whatever. You, those are not problems. Remember, guys, ladies, these are choices. Your number one concern is that man that's coming through that door. Your number one, two, three, four, five concern is, you know what? My man, I know my man may have had it. It's kind of like the Wonder Years. When the dad came home, mom had the dinner ready to go. Mom had his beer ready to go. Mom let him sit and let him come down. You got to let a man come down from the day. But when he but that's what we're saying. A hug, a kiss, and his drink. Get out of his way. Let him come down, and then he'll come talk to you. Yeah, and you see, and I'm not trying to be mean, but your issues are not as important that it, the issues of a man. His issues are more important because his issues have got to be the stability of the house that you're trying to create in. That's the stability. So if he is off kilter, everything is going to be off kilter. So as a woman, you need to understand that your man needs to be taken care of. And if you don't take care of your man and allow him to relax and be balanced, Greg, then what's going to happen is you ain't going to be the one. Greg, what say you, man? You've got that's got you. Hands down. You have to not only know your man, but you have to really kind of think. Remember, ladies, you have competition. We're not talking about, see, ladies, the best person that you can have in your life is a man. Because a man is going to give you a great quality of life, a breed of good children, and he's going to be able to navigate the world when your world crumbles. So understand this, when you are dealing with a man, he's going to have other women. When you meet him, you have to understand the rules. See, you ladies always say you want a guy that doesn't have women, but that's not true because there's so many guys out here who don't have women. You don't even want them because they're not bringing anything to the sexual table, period. They're not bringing. So you don't really want a male. You want a man. But I'm telling you what comes with being a man is that a man is going to have women vying for his. They're going to have options. They're going to want to be with him. They're not going to care about you. It's the competition. And this is why we're trying to gear you to win this competition. Because if you can choose, go ahead and choose a regular guy. Choose little Billy or Day-Day or them little knuckleheads. Choose a regular guy. You'll never be happy, you'll never be satisfied, and you're always going to look for something in somebody else that you're not getting with that person, because the only way you're going to survive this is find a man. But with a man comes rules. Greg, talk on that real quick. Yeah, and if anybody's trying to tell you to look for the guy that doesn't have a woman, that's the worst thing a girlfriend can tell you. You want somebody that's wanted. Why? Because when you get somebody that's wanted, it's number one, it's a greater victory for you, number one. But you know without a shadow of a doubt, you're dealing with somebody that can leave you in a shadow of a doubt, a quick second. He's quick to leave. So that means you got to be that much more better to get him to stay. So you have to modify your behaviors. But there's a reward that comes with being with a man that you'll never get from the average guy. And that's why the road that you have to take is going to be a hard one. Because I know as hard as it sounds, you're going to say, well, I don't want, well, if he's got other people, then why would I want to be with somebody who has other people? You want to be with that guy because that guy brings things to the table that's outside of the women. There's something that's drawing the women in about him. And whatever that is, you want to be a part of that. You don't want the – see, you want the guy that doesn't have women, and yet when you get him, you're ready to get rid of him because he's not bringing anything to the table. He's not making your toes curl in the back in your mind and things like that. He's an average, boring-ass guy that you're just having around like your damn cats. So talk on that, brother. Mm-hmm. Always. Because the benefits that you get from a real man are bar none, hands down. Hands down. Okay? Whether they should have them or not, social media accounts. We'll discuss that in other shows. We got that. Bring that up in another show. But what we're saying to you ladies is, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, your life is going to be much better when you win the prize of a man, because at that point you'll have an alpha. The kids will be born. It's, ladies, think about this for a second. Think about breeding, the dog shows and stuff like that. Best in show. You want the best of the best. You never want to settle for what you feel is second best or third best or fourth best, because that means your kids, your lifestyle, and everything in between are just going to be based off of the person you're with. And if you're with a regular guy that can't stand on anything, but guess what? Okay, he doesn't have women, but you know what? Because he doesn't have women, he doesn't know how to touch you certain ways. Because he doesn't have women, he doesn't know how to talk that, put that flavor in your ear. Because he doesn't have women, he doesn't know how to say no to you. Because he doesn't have women, he doesn't even know how to dictate and manage his household, which is going to force you to what? Find that side dude who can give you the balance. You're never going to be happy. But see, the thing that you'll learn about a man is that a man is not here to make you happy. And we'll be talking about that later on too. His job is not to make you happy. His job is not happiness, Greg. His job is to make you feel special. That's it. Not happiness. You got to find your own. Exactly. Exactly. But in finding your own happiness, you have got to go after the man that has women. Because the rewards that you reap if you win the prize are going to be the rewards that you have always wanted. I'm sorry, Greg, we can't make the rules up. I wish the regular average male can bring it like a man. That's not the truth. Greg, what say you, brother? Yeah, again, guys, pass this out to women. And women, pass this on to guys. And if any guy tells you that we're full of shit, look at our years. You got 40 years of marriage between the both of us. 40 years. Hell, it's going to be 21 in December for me, so it'll be 21. So over 40 years, just about almost 40 years of no problems, no arguments, no issues. What we're telling you is that we are the assholes that you've always had problems with and never knew how to control. But what we're telling you from being assholes, that what we give women is something that most women will give a pinky or a Louis Vuitton purse to get, just to give you an example. But I'm just saying that that's the thing that we're trying to show you. If anybody tells you that you should find a guy that doesn't have women, then that's why you're going to fail, because you're not going for the best of the best. You're just going to take average and try to make them best, and you can't make an average person best. Average person's got to make himself the best. You can't do that. Greg, what say you, man? And it's just it's weird to me why the regular guy is not being honest with you women and telling you you don't need a single guy. That is the worst thing that you can go for. The absolute worst. He doesn't have women for a reason. See, if you really look at the single male, he cannot offer you anything. He will never offer you the excitement that you're going to get from a man. And this goes back to nature. Nobody's going to breed, and sometimes they will because if they have to, but hell, they all want to breed with the top male. That's it. And that's why the top male has a harem of other motherfucking lions. He's got the harem because they know that he's security. They know that he can go get things done when things need to get done. They know he's going to lead. And no, yes, very much so. And a lot of women, I know you want the proactive male, but that just defines the laws of nature and reality to find a regular male with no women to be proactive, assertive, and dominant. It doesn't work that way. But you've got to go after the man that has women. If you are not going after the man that has women, you're going to end up where you are right now, just miserable. You know how it feels when you get with that real man, ladies. You know how it feels, how your toes curl, how you smile and you blush, you can't wait to see him. You know how it is. When you're around that real man, you know how that feeling is. That feeling is something that you can't even describe yourself because you know that you can't get that from the average guy, Greg. And that's the honest thing. There's nobody out there that is saying the stuff that we're telling you. You want to know why? Because a lot of guys out there are not real. They're disingenuous. They're not going to tell you this truth that we are on this show because we do a show for men. But as men, we got to be honest with you women as well. And we're not going to chicken shoot this, but I'm telling you, if you just push aside your ego, Greg, and your self-importance, if you can just move that out the way, because right now I know you're bitter, mad, angry. You're cussing us out. You're saying that we probably ain't shit. You know we got weak women. You probably throwing a lot of stuff at us right now. But if you think about it, you want the man that has somebody. What are those benefits of that, Greg? A woman getting a man that has options with other women. Go ahead. And also, Greg, it goes back to nature. It seems like everything is going back to nature. Male lions stay in the pride for a little while, but they got to go. You got to go. Yeah, you got to get up and go. And that's what we're trying to say for you guys out there. We don't want you here. We want you to have that man of your dreams, the one that you fought for, the one that you created standards, and you catered to that man's need, and you submitted yourself to that man, and he will take care of you. He will take care of you in ways that you cannot imagine. But you've got to push aside all of this stuff that you see on TV, these guys on the internet. Even women, your women friends, they're all out there to sabotage you. You got to think about it right now. If that wasn't the case, why are you single right now? Yeah, why are you listening? Why are you single right now? Oh, because there ain't no good men out there. Well, how do you know there's no good men out there? How do you know that? Because you know why there's no good men out there? Because you're dealing with average guys. And the average male will never be good. There you go. At the end of the day, like you say, it's always going to come down to you. That's absolutely right. That's real shit. But ladies, it's not for us to decide this stuff. And again, we have about four more minutes left. But it's not for us to decide all this stuff, ladies, at the end of the day. Let me just hit one more ad. Pull one more ad out, you know, because we care about you, ladies, and we want y'all to know that we care. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I like, which you mean me, right? All right. Anyway, I think this ad is the best. I think this ad is the best one because, ladies, if you look at the end of the clip, you'll see your competition. Look at the end of the clip. I'm playing it again. This is important, ladies. Check this out. And that's the truth, ladies. Just remember that. Every day that goes by, there's a brand new box of fresh out of the box women that are coming into this world. So, Greg, first show, we dropped a bomb on them. And I don't think the women understood. I don't think the women are going to be able to swallow this one. You mean to tell me I got to look for a man that has women in order to be happy? They ain't ready. You continue on your miserable existence if you want. But again, you're getting this from a man's perspective. This is not a male perspective. This is not trying to belittle you or knock you down, ladies. We're just giving you the hardcore facts. Ladies, you always want to follow success. And what you have are two successful men. It's successful. That have women that respect, admire, and know their place with them. And they know what they need to do to keep us. Because men, hey, you know how we are. But ladies, you got to see that. Hey, look, everybody you're listening to, do the math. Ask yourself, do they have 40 years plus of marriage history with no problems? Don't you, hey, Greg, I mean, we only got 1 minute left, but doesn't a woman want a household that's calm, cool, relaxed, no problems, no issues? Isn't that what women want? I don't know. All right, ladies. Well, hey, look, this is the very first show. We'll be back next Thursday. It's a first show. We've been doing this, for 13 years. So it's going to get, the water is going to get rough. I just want to say that, ladies. But if you just hang in with us, we're going to get you where you need to go. We're just not like everybody else because we don't keep it all the way real. You're going to get the perspective from the guy that has the side chicks, that have the women, and have the options and the choices to either get rid of you or bring you in versus these guys that don't have anything in their cupboard that are telling you how special and important you are. So, ladies, with that being said, I want to say thank you very much. And in the chat room, dogs, I want to thank you all, man. We appreciate you all. And we will definitely see you ladies next Thursday. Greg, say peace to the ladies, man. Peace to the ladies. All right, we out. All right. All right. Wait, Greg. Okay, don't go. Hold on. All right, and we're off. Okay, we're in it. Okay, so what you think about the show, man? But no, but you back in it. Yeah, you started flowing at the tail end. Yeah, so. You were saying, you got a call. Wait, is someone there right now? Huh? Okay, I keep seeing panic. Okay. All right. Well. Okay. All right. Well. Hey. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and just holler back. Holler back. Thank you, brother.
Hey. It's up. Hey, they ain't Dave the Cowboy, so it don't matter. Man, you crazy. Y'all be watching Sunday night. We dog these motherfuckers out.
Oh, come on, Frank. You don't want to bet now. Come on, Frank.
Oh, Frank. Come on, Frank. Frank. Come on, Frank.
Fucking Houston ain't got no goddamn offense. They let their fucking wide receiver go, dumb fucks. Hey, how's the crowd noise? The crowd, does it sound like there's a crowd in there, or how's the crowd? Them and meddling kids.